شفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. وقال سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أشد الناس بلاء الأمثل ثم الأمثل. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, and the honor of being in the Ummah of Allah's Habib, our most beloved, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this great gift of Iman is a very, very precious boon of Allah Ta'ala and requires a huge sacrifice for the limited period that Allah Ta'ala has put us on this earth in order to nurture it, and most importantly to live, and critically to die in the state of Iman. And that alone and only that will guarantee eternal and everlasting success of the hereafter, which Allah Ta'ala emphatically defines what is success. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. That person who is kept distance from the fire of Jahannam and is given entry into Jannah has most certainly indeed been successful in every sense of the word. And in order to gain entry into Jannah, one has to depart from this world with Iman. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the question about a Jew or Christian who dies, what will his fate be in the hereafter after the coming of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he is destined to the fire of Jahannam. But anything that is of great value is obviously subjected to the test of its authenticity and its purity. And therefore the sunnah, the way of Allah Ta'ala in creation, has always been that the stronger a person's iman, the greater the test of that iman. And therefore Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the beloved messengers of Allah Ta'ala, went through the most difficulties in this world. And more than all of them, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Udhitu fillahi ma lam yu'da nabiyun qattu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that I have been persecuted in the way, in the path of Allah, in such a manner that no Nabi before me has ever been persecuted. Whether it was physical abuse being hurled at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion where the mob was attacking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, the beloved bosom and most beloved friend to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to the defense of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion he in defense was beaten so severely that he was unconscious on the brink of death, that his tribe, the Banu Taym, were ready to extract revenge if he had to pass away. Many a times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call towards Allah and they would hurl sand over the Mubarak head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda when the despicable disbelievers brought the entrails, the intestines of a camel that had been slaughtered, and put it on the Mubarak back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala comes as a young girl and removes that from her beloved father's back. Verbal abuse are detailed in the Quran Sharif. Every Nabi was called an insane poet, a fabricator, a sorcerer, a practitioner of black magic, afflicted with insanity, or that what is being said has been contrived, and that it is a conspiracy in order to deter them away from the worship of their forefathers' religion of idol worshipping. And similarly, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were persecuted in a very, very severe manner. Sayyiduna Bilal, Sayyiduna Suhaib, Sayyiduna Khabbab, Sayyiduna Ammar bin Yasir, whose mother, Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu anha, the first to be martyred in the name of Allah Ta'ala in the cause of Islam. They would be dragged on the burning sands of Makkah Mukarramah, made to lie on burning coals, boulders placed on their chest, being dragged on the boiling sand of Makkah Mukarramah to compel them to profess worship of the many idols. And they would be saying, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu would be saying, Ahad, Ahad, I only worship the one Allahu Azza wa Jal. On one occasion, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was resting in the shade of the Kaaba Sharif. And they said, and these were those who were being persecuted the most, Hadrat Bilal, Hadrat Khabbab, Hadrat Ammar radiallahu anhum, etc. Has the time now not come that you make dua to Allah Ta'ala to alleviate this persecution and give us open help against them? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reclining when he sat up straight and said, are you being hasty? Believers of the previous nations also were persecuted for the sake of evil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, some of them were brought in public view, were forced to forsake iman. If not, they were sawed and cut down half from the head. But this did not deter them, they remained resilient. Others would be brought in public. Combs made of iron would be used to comb, not their hair, to comb the skin and flesh of their bones. And such horrendous persecution did not deter them from iman. And amongst the sacrifices that had to be given for the sake of this deen that it can reach us, as was with the Anbiya alayhi salam before that, at times compelled to leave their hometown, home city, their belongings, their properties, their family members, and migrate elsewhere for the sake of the protection, the upliftment, and the propagation of deen, known as hijrah. Hijrah in Arabic means to leave and forsake. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu ta'ala an. The most perfect migrant and muhajir is the one who leaves what Allah Ta'ala has prohibited for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That is the ultimate and the perfect immigrant for the sake of the deen of Allahu Azza wa Jal. We know the very famous hijrah and migration to Medina Munawwara. And hijrah carries great rewards, just as accepting Islam, just as performing Hajj is a means of forgiveness of all one's past, and so is hijrah. But there was another famous hijrah before the hijrah to Medina Munawwara, the first hijrah in this deen of Islam, that was towards what was known as Habasha, Abyssinia, a huge kingdom in northeast Africa, present-day Ethiopia, and parts of surrounding countries, northern Kenya, Eritrea, Djibouti, etc. So this was a huge kingdom known as Habasha. The emperors were given the title Najashi, and the emperor at the time, Ashama al-Najashi, radiallahu ta'ala an, was ruling those lands. It was a superpower. When Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in were being persecuted severely, there were some of them who did not have family and tribal asylum and protection. And so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took pity on them and suggested that those who were being persecuted the most and do not have tribal or family protection enough to migrate away for the sake of the protection of the deen. In the early days of Makkah Mukarramah, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where do we migrate to? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed towards Habasha, Abyssinia, the northeastern part of this very continent, and said, Ardu Sidqin wabiha malik la yudlamu indahu ahad, that is a land of truthfulness, of fairness, and such a king rules over those lands that no oppression takes place in his court. So therefore, initially, approximately 16, 17 Sahaba radiallahu anhu, 11 males and the rest of them females, migrated towards Habasha, Abyssinia, amongst them the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Ruqayya radiallahu anha, with her husband Hadrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised this migration for the sake, exclusively for the deen of Allah ta'ala, as a family unit, and said that this is the first hijrah on this earth of an entire family for the sake of the deen of Allah ta'ala, since Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had migrated away from his homeland with Hadrat Sarah radiallahu ta'ala anha. Najashi radiallahu ta'ala an, true to the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, granted them asylum and the freedom to live and practice their deen. After some time, the false news, rumors reached that the people of Makkah had accepted Islam, and they saw no reason to remain any longer and went back to Makkah Mukarramah. When they got close, they realized that this was false news. Some of them entered in the protection of some of the relatives, others slipped secretly into Makkah Mukarramah. But the persecution intensified, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once again encouraged a hijrah, and this time a bigger, a major hijrah to Abyssinia. And this time approximately 80 sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in migrated. Amongst them, and the spokesperson amongst them, the beloved cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadrat Ja'far bin Abi Talib, brother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, who in later years was honored with martyrdom in Muta. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tidings that he is flying in the form of a green bird in Jannah, and therefore he has the title Ja'far al-Tayyar, Ja'far, the one who flies around in Jannah. When they came to Abyssinia, once again they were given asylum and the freedom of practice. Now on the other hand, the kuffar of Makkah could not tolerate this. They sent two of the emissaries, Amr ibn al-As, and look at the beauty of Islam. Here he is an emissary of batil and falsehood, and later on when his heart melts for Islam, Allah Ta'ala utilizes him as the conqueror of Egypt, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, a great leader and commander for Islam. Anyways, he and Abdullah bin Abi Rabi'ah were sent by the Meccans with many, many gifts as bribes to the close circle of Najashi, and they immediately got to work speaking to the confidants, the close circle around Najashi, bribing them with these gifts, that we have this insane youngsters who have come to you, we have come to request that you return them to us. But they also implored them that try and do it in a way that they are not given a hearing in the court of Najashi, knowing the impact of the words of Haqq. When Najashi was approached about this, he was a man of great wisdom, intelligence. He became enraged that they have chosen me over other kings, and how can I hand them over without giving them a fair hearing? Again, true to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a king in whose presence there was no oppression, he summons the group of sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in to come to his court. And before they went, Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu anhu was appointed as a spokesperson. When they entered the court, the normal protocol was to bow or to prostrate to him, to the king, in honor of him. They merely made salam and entered. The close confidants of Najashi, his generals, his high priest, became enraged that have you neglected protocol of respect for our king. They were asked the reason as to why did they not bow or prostrate on entry. They said, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that we bow and prostrate to Allah and Allah alone and nobody but Allah Ta'ala. Now here, a great lesson for us. We can imagine the pressure they were under, the high possibility that they would be returned to a life of severe persecution. So under pressure as a minority, the solution was not to buckle and compromise and appease. It was to hold steadfastly to the pure deen of Allah Ta'ala without any compromise, without compromising the usul and the basic principles of deen. And they replied very emphatically, without any inferiority complex, that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to bow only to Allah ta'ala, and that is why we did this. They showed respect to the king. So the king mentioned that there are people from your nation who have come and demanded that I hand you back to them to go back. You say what you have to say. Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala then gives such a sermon. Read it in the books of Sirah. Time does not allow us to go into detail, but it is one of the most beautiful descriptions of what Islam does to a person. And very, very wisely, as they say normally when people go out in Jamaat, Kar Guzari, give a report back, he said, this is what we were, and this is what Islam has made of us. He says, we were the worst of people, entrenched in total ignorance. We would worship idols that we would carve with our own hands. We would eat the meat of dead animals of carrion. We would have bad relations with our relatives and neighbors. We would deprive the orphans and the widows of their rights. The powerful amongst us would oppress the weak, and there was no voice to support them. So this was our despicable condition. And then he says, Allah Ta'ala, through his infinite kindness and mercy, sent to us a great messenger who was from amongst us. We knew his noble lineage. We knew his impeccable character, his truthfulness, his chastity, before being made a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So a man of total integrity, truthfulness, and trustworthiness. And then this great Nabi invited us to a far different life, that we worship Allah Ta'ala alone, that we abstain from oppressing the weak, that we improve good relations and character towards our relatives, our neighbors. He strongly spoke against the oppression of the weak and the downtrodden, encouraged us to perform salah, fasting, etc., and taught us a life of total purity in which we found absolute peace. And when we had adopted this deen, our people could not tolerate this, and they persecuted us in the worst of manners. And therefore our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to seek asylum, that you are a truthful man and a just man. Sayyidina Najashi radiallahu ta'ala and says absolutely the truth. He then says, do you remember any of what has been revealed to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any of those verses of the Quran Sharif? And very, very wisely, knowing that Sayyidina Najashi was a Christian, he recited from the verses of Surah Maryam, the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the high rank of Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha. When his effect was such, Najashi's priests could not contain themselves. He was brought uncontrollably to tears. Najashi radiallahu ta'ala an was touched by this recitation. The next day, the emissaries tried once again, a very strong poison arrow that asked them, what do they say about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam? Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in said, discussing between themselves, we will say what it is without compromise, not wishing to appease anyone but Allah Ta'ala. And they clearly said, he is the great messenger of Allah Ta'ala, born miraculously to the chaste Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Some of the priests became enraged, those who took him as the divine. Sayyidina Najashi radiallahu anhu said to all of them, you know that what they are saying is exactly the truth. It does not differ in the least but like a small stick that he picked up from what Isa alayhi salam taught us. And he sent back the emissaries that never can I hand them back to you, this will be oppression, and allowed the Muslims to live and practice freely. And subhanallah, he also adopted Islam, took shahada. He has the honor that when he passed away, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his salatul janazah all the way from Medina Munawwara. Eventually, when the migration to Medina Munawwara took place and Muslims had a base, Sahaba radiyallahu ajma'in sought permission to return. He honored them with gifts, with food for the journey, sent a group amongst them, his own son, to report to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the honor with which he had kept Sahaba radiyallahu ajma'in. When this group came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself served them. Sahaba radiyallahu ajma'in said that, allow us to make the khidmah. And here an outstanding quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not forgetting the favors that people have done to us, that they had honored my Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in at a difficult time. The least I can do it is by this little repayment of serving them as well. So inshallah, let us try and read this nasiha When we are asked about Islam in practical terms, in verbal terms, a beautiful explanation of Islam, may Allah Ta'ala reward Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, protect our tongues and hearts from indignity in any way towards any of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give us the haqiqat and the yaqeen of the beauty, the truthfulness and the perfection of Islam in its pure state. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Reminder once again, we have this great opportunity and honor to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala. All these sacrifices, bodily sacrifice, wealth being sacrificed for the house of Allah, draws the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and we need the mercy of Allah Ta'ala abundantly, inshallah. Also reminder, inshallah, on Monday night after the Isha Salah, there will be a walk through the, alhamdulillah, great effort has been made, the upgrade of the ghusl facility. When we go to this place, remind us, ourselves, that eventually my inevitable end is death. So inshallah, just a viewing of the ghusl facility, the upgrades that have been done, inshallah, will take place on Monday night after the Isha, inshallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب فلنتق الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ولنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأهمها نعمة الإيمان الذين يدعي الإيمان فيمتحن كما قال الله عز وجل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا من الكاذبين وقال عز وجل أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوذيت في الله ما لم يؤذ نبي قط أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خصوصا أزواجه المطهرات ولا سيما خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة رضي الله عنهما وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء رضي الله عنهن وعن أولادهن ونسلهن خصوصا سيدنا الحسن والحسين رضي الله عنهما وعن حمزة وعباس وصفية رضي الله عنهم وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن رواتنا. اللهم آمنا في اللهم اجعل هذا البلد وسائر بلاد المسلمين آمنة مطمئنة. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم. فل in the صفs in front of us. Once we are in the صف, let's leave no gaps between ourselves. Stand as close as possible. Lock our shoulders. Ensure that the hills are in a straight line. One of the means of unity in the ummah and protection from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in straight lines in salah. Let's come forward. There's still some place at the back section of the main area of the masjid. Let's fill in those as quickly as possible.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى يتذل تقاربه راسه. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى
إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك غاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناس تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.